Let's jump into it today. We're going deep on something pretty cool happening over the Netherlands. They're using this system called ATRIS.
Okay.
And it's all about tracking how much patients move around after surgery and stuff.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Basically, they're saying that, you know, how much you move can actually be like a vital sign.
Oh, wow.
So, like, you know, instead of just checking your temperature or your pulse, they're looking at how active you are as, like, a way to see how well you're recovering.
I like it.
Yeah, and we've got some info straight from the source. Looks like it's some kind of, like, brochure or web page all about ATRIS.
Okay, great.
So we can really get into the nitty-gritty of how it all works.
Excellent.
So tell me, you know, what does this ATRIS thing actually look like in a hospital setting? Whoa. Like, can you walk me through it?
Yeah, so imagine you're a patient, right?
Uh-huh.
And you've just had surgery at, let's say, UMC Utrecht.
Okay.
It's one of the hospitals in the Netherlands that's using ATRIS. And you're given this sensor to wear, kind of like a Fitbit or something.
Okay.
But way more advanced, of course.
Huh.
The sensor is tracking every move you make, literally.
Oh, wow.
It's not just counting steps. It's looking at the quality of your movement.
Oh.
Like how smoothly you're walking, how often you're getting up, all sorts of stuff.
Huh. So they're really getting a complete picture of your activity.
Exactly. And all this data gets fed into the ATRIS system.
And then what?
Well, that's where things get really interesting. They've done some studies at UMC Utrecht, and they found that patients who use ATRIS end up moving something like 30% more than those who don't.
30% more? That's pretty significant.
It's huge, and it makes a big difference in their recovery.
So it's not just about collecting data.
Nope.
It's actually leading to tangible improvements.
Absolutely. Patients are getting out of the hospital faster. They're having fewer complications.
That's incredible.
It's pretty amazing, right?
Yeah, but, you know, I wonder, what happens when they go home?
That's a good question.
You know, do they keep up these good habits or do they just slip back into their old ways?
That's where the real power of ATRIS comes in.
Okay, how so?
ATRIS isn't just a monitoring system, it's also a coaching system.
Oh, I see.
Based on all the data it's collecting, it can create personalized plans for each patient.
So it's tailored to their specific needs.
Exactly.
That's pretty neat.
And not only that, but it can actually predict how well a patient is going to recover.
Really?
Yeah, like it can tell you if someone's at risk of having problems down the line.
That's amazing. So they can intervene early on.
Exactly. Prevent problems before they even arise.
That's pretty powerful stuff.
It is. It's like having a crystal ball for patient recovery.
I like that analogy.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because, you know, when you think about it,
yeah,
we're always so focused on vital signs.
Yeah.
Like heart rate, temperature, all that.
Right.
But this idea of movement as a vital sign, it seems so obvious, but we've kind of overlooked it for so long.
Absolutely. It's like we forgot that movement is essential for health.
Yeah. Like our bodies were literally made to move.
Exactly.
So how do we take this new understanding of movement and actually integrate it into how we care for patients?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's going to require a big shift in our thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It can't just be about strapping on sensors. We need to make movement a central part of every aspect of care.
Okay, so what does that look like in practice?
Well, for starters, it means having a team approach.
Uh-huh.
Doctors, nurses, physical therapists, everyone working together to create a plan that prioritizes movement.
Gotcha. So it's not just about the tech itself. It's about changing the whole culture around patient care.
Exactly. ATRIS is just a tool,
but
it's a powerful tool that can help us make this shift.
You know, speaking of powerful tools, I was reading about how ATRIS has the potential to connect with, like, our phones and smartwatches.
Oh, yeah. That's really exciting.
Yeah. Like, you know, Google Fit and Apple Health.
Right.
Imagine if all that data from our daily lives could be shared with our doctors.
It would be a game changer.
Yeah, they could track our activity levels over time.
Mm-hmm.
See how we're doing, even when we're not in the hospital.
They could intervene early if they see any red flags.
Yeah, like if our activity suddenly drops.
Exactly. They could reach out and see what's going on.
Potentially prevent some serious problems.
Absolutely. It's like taking preventative care to a whole new level.
That's pretty incredible.
It is. But of course, there are also concerns about privacy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
People might not be comfortable sharing all that personal data.
That's a valid point. We definitely need to be careful about how this kind of information is used and protected.
Absolutely.
We need to make sure people feel safe and in control of their data.
I agree. It's a balance.
Yeah, between innovation and privacy.
Exactly.
But overall, it seems like this ATRIS system, it's really pushing the boundaries of what's possible in healthcare.
It really is.
It's not just about counting steps. It's about using movement data.
Right.
To improve outcomes, to personalize care, and even to predict the future.
It's a whole new way of thinking about health and recovery.
Yeah. Makes you wonder, right?
It does.
Could this become the new standard?
I mean, imagine a world where checking your movement data is as routine as checking your blood pressure.
It's a pretty wild thought, right?
Yeah, it is. But who knows what the future holds?
Exactly. And that's what makes it so exciting.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't know about you, but this has definitely given me some food for thought.
Me too.
So to everyone listening out there, if you had access to a system like ATRIS, would you use it?
I'd be curious to see how it would impact my own health.
Yeah. And how would it change your approach to your overall well-being?
That's something to think about.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. And until next time, keep those minds and bodies moving.
Bye, everyone. See ya.